Can I just say that you sound like the voice of optimism?
I do.
Yeah. All right.
Someone here we said go, that about me before.
I remember. You gave me the eyebrows. Can you believe it?
The voice of optimism.
I was like, you must have been depressed as fuck to think Val was the voice of optimism.
He was deciding whether or not to put his tongue in the barrel of the gun or rest it on top or underneath.
You shouldn't put it in. If you put it in, that could like not kill you all the way, right?
I was surprised. I don't know.
Maybe as a guide.
Also.
You were what?
I was surprised by the comment also. I don't know if I'd go as far.
To say, even you are like, let's not be ridiculous. Let's like, not
that's
overstate.
Taking it a little far.
Yeah.
That's a little ridiculous.
Let's record this good shit.
Okay. Here we go. Oh. No. Now, here we go.
Okay.
And you've done all you can. You may need
are you going to do it? WMD.
Come on, I'll bring you in with a music
please.
Bed.
You're going to have a music bed.
You could pick it.
I wish we'd discussed this beforehand.
It's not too late.
Yeah. Boom.
What?
Do you want to pick a music bed and then you could do a station ID?
I don't know.
What would your ideal...
No, I don't know.
What music bed no. do you want to make and then lie in?
I don't have anything in mind.
How about...
We built the city on rock and roll.
Ben Folds, Amy Winehouse, Valerie.
Oh, that'd be nice.
You want to do that?
Are you going to do it?
Do what?
You have to say WNBC correctly if you want to get Amy Winehouse.
I don't just WNBC.
No, you just you have to do a station ID like... You're listening to whatever, and then a bunch of numbers. And
then WNBC.
All that shit.
But I just make up the numbers.
Everything yeah, except for W, N, B, and C. But you have to say it like Peter just said it earlier.
I don't know how he said it.
Do your best. You can say that at the very end.
You got this?
I'll say it with you. And so will Alec.
I will.
All right.
All right. Okay. Here we go. Can you signal me when you want me to just start turning it down?
Okay.
So you can start doing the important the work.
Alrighty.
Alright, here we go.
You're the voice of optimism.
You guys haven't even had a drink yet.
I had a drink yet.
You may need a new plan.
That's
the
playing with if you had something to tear up like you're it. Doing it.
I always need something to tear.
Well, sometimes I go out bouncing.
How long am I gonna have to let this play?
You gotta signal him.
It's a really good song.
Yeah,
you gotta good. You gotta signal
my
him.
Jam.
Soon.
And in my head, we haven't even gotten to the Valerie part.
Signal for the love of God.
And go.
This is Helpful Snowman 91.7 Breckenridge.
Yeah.
That's it. We're just in Breckenridge.
And Denver.
Oh.
Breakfast,
whichever number.
I don't know where your listeners are. Oh, 98.5.
Argentina.
Oh, yeah.
22 Argentina.
073 Argentina. I don't know how the radio works there. I assume like regular.
What are the call letters?
I assume like regular but shitty. Basically.
How do you say WNBC in Spanish, Valerie?
WNBC.
That sounded good.
Yep,
something like that. Welcome, yeah. Everybody. Welcome, Valerie.
Welcome back.
Hello.
No, wait. There you go. Alec, there's not a song for you that
that's,
I know.
That's okay.
Is there any?
You
can
you
know
an Alec song?
Me, Al.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Simon, I think.
Wow. Uh-huh.
I wish I had that one.
I like that song, actually.
I'll have to get that so that we can have it next time. Yeah,
that's perfect.
I did think that maybe, I don't know if you guys had anything you wanted to talk about today. Did you have anything you wanted to talk about?
Not right now.
Oh, did you go to Price is Right yesterday? Did that happen?
No, it did not.
There was a Price is Right Live with Alan Thicke.
I heard that it was locally. Alan Thicke and not that guy that used to be fat and looked better.
Drew Carey.
Yeah. Richard Karn.
Drew Carey has skin tags. It's very serious.
What? How can that be serious? I thought skin tags were like tiny little warts.
No, he had to go to the doctors.
They're in his butt.
He has a sex dungeon, so he probably got it from the sex dungeon.
Mm. Probably.
I don't know.
That's the number one source.
Sex dungeon?
Yeah, sex dungeon. Skin tags.
Yeah.
I read about it.
I just asked because I had like a good... Sometimes I feel like this show gets accused of not being serious enough.
Oh.
That's disgusting.
To serious it up a little bit.
Ooh.
Oh.
So maybe I'll say something I saw.
Something serious?
Yeah. So we'll do this first, though, to make it serious.
Okay.
Oh, this makes it seem serious, right?
This is very newsy.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to do like sad Hulk music, because I'd like that for something serious. I didn't know this went on this long.
It's pretty long. A lot of these are really shockingly long.
They never really did this whole thing when they did the news, did they?
I don't think so.
I think they just start talking over it, right?
I don't think so, Tim.
Welcome, Peter. Serious news tonight. That you just told me about that I don't know about, Peter.
Oh.
Serious
no,
news.
I'm not ready. This is still the seriousness
we
is building.
I thought we were going to talk over it like Val told me to. Val, fuck off. I'm sorry.
So I saw at the bank I went there the other night, and I saw in the window they were cleaning, but they had those weird vacuum cleaners that are like jetpacks.
The backpack.
What's the point of that? Why is that better than the kind you push?
It's
so you can carry the entire weight of the filth on your back and know that you're a poor person who has that job?
That you
Maybe
know?
Maybe it's to get in smaller places.
Smaller places?
Yeah.
Like
the corners?
Like you're cleaning Harry Potter's room under the stairs?
Harry Potter!
Yeah,
Harry
like
Potter.
Just the smaller places you have to have your little backpack on.
It's so that at the beginning of your shift, it's really light. Uh-huh. And as you go during the day, it gets heavier and heavier, like the burden that you shoulder because you came to this country illegally.
Yeah.
And so they're punishing
That's
illegal immigrants. That's kind
of what I thought, but I didn't know what you guys thought.
That's what I think. It's illegal immigrant punishment.
All right. Well, you heard it here first, guys.
I can say that because I was a janitor. I'm just teasing.
I also cleaned offices.
You and I are the only two white people to do that.
I amateur janitor.
I actually want
hobbyist.
You actually have to at work more often than I did.
That's true.
You do more real
unclogging
common
toilets and trash and whatever gets clogged.
I like this one. This one's more like it's close to Escape from New York-esque.
It was reminding me of a horror movie.
Action,
Saw.
80s action for me.
I think this is the Saw song.
But now it got Christmassy there. Val, honest question, did you have any white coworkers when you cleaned?
I don't know. I just did it by myself. Went in on like Saturdays for like an hour and then that was it.
Okay. Just answer
I didn't
the
see
question.
Anybody else
did you
ever.
Have any white coworkers?
No. Only when I looked in the mirror.
Which you had to clean. Where did you clean in office?
In Denver.
Oh, okay.
You don't know everything about
it. Just somewhere in Denver.
Wait, turn it down.
Do you want, like, address? Or?
You have to be ready.
Okay, let me get to a good place.
You have it ready for me to cue, because I'm going to have to say something.
Yeah, go ahead.
You don't know everything about Valerie Ross, Peter.
After the commercial break, learn more.
What do we know about Val?
What does anyone really know about Valerie Ross?
In all reality,
last names on the show.
Oh, Valerie Ann Ross.
I'll totally cut it out.
Age 26. Peter's winking. Everybody,
as hard as I can.
It looks like it was painful. That's how hard he was winking.
It's hard to do.
I can't wink my right eye. I can
think
do my
I could
left
do
one.
Either.
I can't
not.
Wink at all.
That's how you look when you're drunk.
When
right
Val
before
tries
you spit
to
on my floor.
Wink, her lip curls up. And then her eyes both close. Who's painfully?
Which one's that crazy guy that used to be the man with no name and now he talks to chairs?
Prince?
No.
Clint Eastwood?
Thank you. Yeah. You look like Clint Eastwood.
Oh, God. All right.
Try to wink and say chinks. That's what he said in that movie.
Yeah.
Gran Torino.
Chinks. Did I do it?
Somebody, you sounded that, just please. Like him. Peter's going to isolate just
gonna
that.
Have a Val soundboard. He's gonna be like, going to be Val saying chinks.
No, it'll be, what does anybody really know about Valerie Roth? Chinks.
What else serious did you want to talk about?
Well, cancer? Tonight I did have a big whiskey show planned.
It's going to
so
be
here's
great.
What we've got. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 whiskeys
Holy
to sample.
Diver.
One of them is not really a whiskey. It's a blend that was made.
Does that mean good or bad things
I
are
don't
in
know.
Store?
Okay, we'll see.
But you've had some of all of these.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Albertsons one I almost finished last time, which is why I don't remember the end of the show and told the same story twice.
Do you remember yelling at me? Not yelling, but correcting me when you were like, I said that girl's name. And I was like, okay, sure you did, but it was a different girl. You were drunk. It was fun.
I remember I told the same story. Well, I didn't remember. I was remastering everything, and then I was like, oh, I told this exact story twice with a different girl's name.
That was pretty great. I didn't realize we were going for a while, Val. Have you listened to it already?
I have not heard it yet.
We were going for a while, and then
have you ever heard this show?
Do you listen?
I've heard it.
It's just
you've
Peter.
Heard of it.
I've heard it before.
What was one of your favorite moments?
Yeah. Yeah, good memories of the show.
I like the calls you made when you wanted someone to take you to Taco Bell.
That was on YouTube. That doesn't count.
It doesn't count.
No.
What other?
Because you didn't have to listen to this.
What other memories?
Oh, I like the wine episode. That was really funny. Yeah.
What'd you like about it?
But that was the same one as the prank calls, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
So you've listened to one episode?
You watched the trailer for
true.
One?
That's true. I've listened to a few.
Okay. If you did a podcast, I'd listen to it. I just want
I
you to know that.
I listened to it.
I know.
I would love to hear Val's podcast. It'd be called The Voice of Optimism with Valerie Ross.
Hi. Hope you're all feeling optimistic today.
Do your introduction to the Voice of Optimism with Valerie Ross.
I don't know. I'm pretty.
Go ahead.
Okay. You got this. Just listen to the music.
Just trust Amy. You can't just listen to the song, though.
We're all waiting.
It's a really good song.
It is actually pretty good. She had some talent.
Yeah.
Unfortunate drug addictions, but a talent.
She had tubes.
Her tubes were tight?
A.K.A. pipes.
Oh. They call them tubes in Britain?
No, I just did.
Oh, I thought they, yeah.
Because they take the tube?
I thought so. So she smokes the tube on the tube.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Val.
Yeah.
You're back?
Yeah,
so Peter's talking
okay.
about
so forget this.
Disgusting.
So we're going to sample some whiskeys.
Yeah. It's going to be terrible.
Now, much like our wine show, thanks for segueing and saying that was your favorite, because that works nicely to talk about whiskey show.
Good job.
Thanks.
So here's the deal. I was trying to learn how to enjoy wine and failed. Now, I enjoy a nice whiskey here and there. Val, how do you feel about whiskey in general?
I also enjoy a nice whiskey.
Great. Alec?
I can't fucking stand whiskey.
Great.
It's going to be... I'm not looking forward to this at all.
Do you like a whiskey and a Coke or something?
I like my whiskey like I like my coffee. I like the taste so fucking destroyed that I can't tell I'm having whiskey. Oh. And then I'll drink whiskey.
Okay.
So when I say I can't... you know what? I'm hoping to learn to appreciate it, like Peter just said. Well, this is a little reversal.
Here we go.
So
should we go from shittiest to least shitty?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So we have a couple that are basically moonshines. So as I understand
Will
it...
Will I go blind?
They're fairly similar to whiskey, but they're usually made from corn. And also, they're not aged in a barrel or anything, which is why they're clear.
And wait, so go back even further. Usually whiskey's made in a barrel?
Well, usually it's made in a still. Where it's heated up and,
okay.
you know, something evaporates and something condensates and that drips into this.
Okay.
And makes this, which is just looks like water.
Okay.
And then you age it in a barrel and that's what gives it its brownish hue.
So natural whiskey, the alcohol part of it is white, like Everclear.
Well, yeah, but this is technically not whiskey yet.
Oh.
I mean, it sort of is.
All right.
I'm not an expert.
That's okay.
So this is Virginia Lightning corn whiskey.
Wow.
Wait, Albertson's is
not the worst.
Ahead
well,
of that?
This has been aged. I think it's worse. But I thought we should start with this because that's further along in the whiskey creation process.
Okay,
you
gotcha.
Know what I'm saying?
I like this.
This is like the core where it begins.
This is a learning episode, everybody. I like this.
We're going to learn a lot.
It's pretty serious.
Uh-huh. I went to the their website to find out their story. So more than three centuries ago, George Thorpe fired up his still on the banks of the James River and produced corn liquor, the first truly American moonshine. With the help of the Indians and using the Indian corn,
we don't use that word
Thorpe
anymore.
Began to distill a fermented mash of corn. Thus was moonshine developed in America.
Native American.
Here we preserve this truly American tradition in our project, Virginia Lightning.
Thank
so
you.
So this is a taste of history.
I feel like we... So the Indians, he made them, he forced them to make us corn mash and then murdered them?
Yeah.
All right.
He did that and then he called them savages.
And then he fucked his sister?
He had sex with someone's sister. That's for sure.
Okay.
So this is horrible, basically. Okay. This is the most unrefined...
Oh, I smelled it. Sorry.
This is a very unrefined form of whiskey.
Wow.
This is where it all begins.
Oh, God.
So.
Oh, God.
Val, will you hold my hand when this goes bad? Val, will you hold my hair while I'm over the toilet?
Oh, no.
Hold your hair.
Oh, no. it's a euphemism.
I will not hold your hair.
You dick.
I mean, would you hold mine?
I would. We're friends enough. Yeah. Well, I would have.
I would be.
I mean, now that it's clear that you wouldn't hold mine, I'd
probably get you like a zip tie or something.
Put it around your throat.
No, for your hair.
Oh, I mean, that's what I meant. Okay.
Or a hooded sweatshirt.
Uh-oh. Somebody's going to Travion Martin her, though, when she's walking home.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah. Okay.
So here we go.
Cheers.
Virginia Lightning.
Oh, God.
Do we cheers this?
Yeah, of course. So, I mean, it tastes terrible.
Uh-huh.
It's got a nice burn to it.
There's like a weird sweetness about it, though.
You liked it?
I didn't like it, but it wasn't.
No, it wasn't bad.
Should we move on to Midnight Moon? This is like a similar thing, but it's not as... This is, I find, much smoother. Yeah. And it's best when enjoyed responsibly.
Is this also a moonshine?
This is.
Did Indians make this one too?
Well, here we go. Let's see what happened. What is Midnight Moon? It's a premium spirit based on Junior Johnson's legendary family moonshine recipe. It's made from American corn, handcrafted in small batches, and born in a copper still. It's born. Midnight Moon is triple distilled to deliver a smooth, clean-tasting spirit that is often preferred over the world's best vodkas.
Wow.
Yeah, because vodka's gross.
Actually,
for children.
I disagree on one of those points. It's better than whiskey and for children.
It's vodka's better for children than whiskey?
Wait, what?
I thought you said vodka's gross and it's for children.
Yeah, I did.
And I said I think that vodka's good and for children.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
because they have really good flavors like grape.
They do make crazy flavors. I don't actually like the flavored vodkas, though. I like the real thing.
But they're better either. For children.
That's true.
If you're trying to get them
like
drunk.
Tap, it's delicious.
Yeah. Wow.
Did
you have
a lot
of...
I can't drink too much vodka, but if you get the flavored...
Did I what?
Drink a lot of flavored vodkas as a child, I was going to ask.
So get this. Junior Johnson is a legendary moonshiner from North Carolina.
Holy shit.
The Johnson family's moonshine was considered to be the best. Junior grew up tending to the family's stills during the day and running shine at night. Junior's ability to make a car run flat out, combined with his incredible skills behind the wheel, made him a bootlegging legend.
I have a question. Was he a good lover?
He went on to become one of the greatest... drivers and team owners in racing history.
T-boners?
Is that a Tebow fan?
Yeah,
did you say T-boner?
Is that like a
team owner?
Oh, a team owner.
I thought you were just being funny.
I was.
Yeah, I mean, this...
Oh, yeah.
So this moonshine is like the origin of NASCAR.
That's insane.
I don't know if you guys know that.
I knew Junior Johnson was a NASCAR
driver,
actually.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, because so that it's stock car racing, because basically what would happen is people would get stock cars and modify them and then run them through these hillbilly backwoods. And this was back in the day, so you could actually outrun a police car.
That's because that's how they got into it, right? They would run away from the police cars in these things.
And that's how he honed his driving skills.
And it was when they had those cool wheel wells.
Yeah.
They were all black and shiny.
This is the days.
That's cool. Yeah. Okay, this is going to make this horrible taste a little more palatable for
me. So we learned something.
I like it.
About Junior Johnson's
Give
Midnight
me
Moon.
As little as possible. Okay. While still making it tasteable. Perfect. Oh.
So I also
Did
have on here
it?
That
I didn't. I don't want to smell.
Midnight Moon is 40% alcohol per volume, making it 80 proof.
Jesus Christmas!
So it's got power.
And it also says very own hands. Why is that their advertising?
Own hands.
I don't.
It was
that.
Made by handmade.
Oh, by Junior. How old is Junior then? Now, like 110.
He's still alive, I think. I don't know for sure.
But he doesn't race or what did they call it too? Making moon or something? Or he shined?
Making the shine.
He shined at night?
He shined.
Like the Texas?
He's a shiner.
Okay.
He was in The Shining.
The Shining.
So.
Oh, hey, happy anniversary.
Thank you, Val.
Oh, happy anniversary.
That's
anniversary
relevant.
Anniversary toast.
We're talking about The Shining and Alec got married at the Stanley.
I did.
You guys think?
Oh God!
I don't taste much of a difference.
Oh, you didn't taste the difference? I find it to be much better.
How can you guys do this? I'm not kidding. I'm not trying to be funny for the show.
It's it's a taste thing.
Yeah. Okay, keep going.
So now we're gonna move on to whiskeys. So the worst I've ever had is Albertson's whiskey, which we have here.
That's the worst you've ever had.
This cost $4.
$4.
For, you know, your standard handle.
And where did you buy that?
My brother bought it in Arizona, where I guess they sell liquor at the grocery store.
I like that. Grocery store liquor.
Well, get ready to be disappointed. It's not all. It's cracked up. Sometimes it's worth crossing the road.
Did I already have this sometime when we were hanging out, when we were playing?
I don't think so.
God damn it. All
Are
right.
you asking to skip it?
Well, no, we'll have it.
I mean, you can.
I'll keep trying.
Okay.
This is a lot harder for me.
Here's the thing. I couldn't find any information about this whiskey.
No?
But I did find...
It doesn't have a pedigree that's been known for years?
Right.
Okay.
But I did find a guide on properly tasting whiskey.
Ooh,
so I thought we could follow that here.
Does it say don't drink it? That's how you properly enjoy whiskey? By pouring it in the ground?
I don't know for sure.
I hope so.
Let's see. Okay, you'll need a proper glass for nosing and tasting the whiskey. A sherry glass is perfect. It has a stem and is tulip-shaped.
I see the three sherry glasses that you have set up in front of us.
If you don't have one, a wine glass will do just fine.
I see the wine glasses that you have set up in front of us.
Do not use a highball or shot glass. Do you guys want to describe what you're drinking out of here?
My shot glass... It says Syntax Spirits.
Great.
I've got a cowboy on mine.
And it says Wyoming.
It does, but I chose to ignore that part.
I have Rocky Balboa in silhouette over the Liberty Bell.
Oh.
Why'd you
Philly?
Get to keep the best one? Because you're the host?
Yeah, I feel like you gave yourself the best.
Oh, I did.
I think I got second best.
Wyoming sucks, Val. I got
the
second
best. Yeah,
but
it's got that cowboy. What does that even mean?
Touche.
Val, do you want to go ahead and... Oh, wait. Don't pour that yet. We have to prepare the glass.
Did you look at... did you try to look up County Line Distillers?
No.
Oh.
I mean, I didn't have... I did this while I was at the internet, so I wasn't home, so I couldn't just bring all these bottles.
Peter has the internet on his phone, so on the toilet at work, he checked all of this.
On the toilet.
Yeah.
A little toilet research.
Have either of you actually ever dropped your phone in the toilet?
No, but I've been close.
I dropped my phone when I was peeing once drunk. I fished it out.
In the toilet?
Yeah.
Did it still work?
I was peeing. No, it didn't. Actually, yes, for a little bit, and then it died completely. Somebody told me that you should put it in rice.
Yeah.
Because the rice sucks the...
Like they do at the Mexican restaurants.
You're peeling the label off this bottle here.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So, Peter,
you know what?
Before we get back to how to properly enjoy whiskey, I want, since this is the all whiskey show,
yeah,
which is just not good that I'm here tonight. How did you get into whiskey? Because you love it. Like, what? How did this become your drink? I want the genesis.
I think I liked it. Just. Do you need something to play with?
Do you have any coasters?
Coasters?
Like those paper ones you get at the restaurants?
I mean, I'd prefer if you just didn't rip something.
Okay, I can.
Apart. Can
I
you can, play with like I'll this just, eraser?
I'll draw.
Okay.
Your inability to keep your hands still made me laugh like that dog in that cartoon.
What dog?
The one that goes.
What Snidely dog? Whiplash's yeah. dog.
Who's that?
Remember the
Wacky Races?
Yeah, Wacky Races was so
magnificent. He
wore
like a purple coat.
God, I love that.
For some reason. No idea what you guys are talking
How
about.
How much younger than you are we? Us? You?
I'm
older?
26. I'm about to be 27.
Wait a minute. When are you going to be 27?
April 22nd. Earth Thank Day is Val's birthday.
Thanks, Alec. Alec remembers my birthday.
Wow. April 22nd.
It is pretty serious time.
Why?
Well, Hitler's
It's 2 days
birthday.
After Hitler's birthday.
Oh,
it's
God.
Not Hitler's birthday.
His birthday was
It's not. You know what I hate, though? I hate when, you know, every day there's a story like, well, if this person lived, they would be 95 years old
I
today.
I agree with you on that.
Like, I don't give
What's
a
the point?
Fuck.
Jack Kirby's birthday just came and went, and they're like, he would have been 105 years old, and it's like,
yeah.
He's dead.
I feel like every day
it's
a big deal that somebody's birthday is,
Some
and they're 130 years
a
old.
Today.
Yeah.
Like, who cares? Why would we
you.
Care about that?
I agree with all of you.
I don't give a damn.
Indeed.
Not one hot damn. How did I start drinking whiskey? Val, do you want to pour us some little Albertsons
oh, yeah.
here?
I mean a little.
All right. What are you going to do, hit me?
You'd like that, wouldn't you? Oh,
God. I knew you shouldn't have whiskey. It angers you up. What are you going to do? Hit me?
Gets the fire in your belly. That's.
Oops. Sorry. That was a mistake. I'm sorry. Oh, God. I'm not good at
Oh, Val. Okay, why?
Even them out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, it's full on the table.
I just liked it. I was originally attracted to it. I don't like vodka.
Were you
because
attracted
I find
to
it
because
it to be...
it's all American? Or sorry.
No, I mean, I think that, okay, you know, I drank some Jägermeister
uh-huh.
with you.
I love Jägermeister.
Which was okay. A little NyQuil-y for my liking.
I can get behind that. It's got a little chemical-y taste to
it. You know, I tried everything. Vodka to me doesn't really taste like anything.
That's,
so
that's
I don't like
the point
it.
Of it, though.
Well, yeah, I guess if you don't like the taste of things.
Okay.
If
you don't like
is
life.
There? Rum, I hate. Rum
yeah.
is like
oh,
vodka
yeah,
with
bad.
Dr. Pepper spices.
Totally.
Plus, it's like terrible the next day.
Well, yeah,
it's one of the
horrible.
Worst, I think.
Wine was always the worst for
oh,
me.
Oh, yeah, wine's bad, too.
What about, what's that stuff that's named after a guy? It's got like two E's in it.
Tequila.
No. you keep going. I'll get this.
Tequila is
gin.
Okay.
Not gin, but we're closer.
Beer.
Named after Mr. Beer.
All right, fuck off, Phil. Keep going, Peter.
We'll get there.
So you had... you didn't...
Tequila is okay. That's
yeah.
probably... that's you know what? Tequila, I could see doing tequila shots, mm-hmm. but that seems like such a summery drink to me, and I'm not a summer guy.
Okay.
I don't like the beach. I don't like...
You hate summer. What
yeah.
about margaritas?
Those are okay.
Margarita.
There's just so much to them. I don't like the glass.
They're too sweet.
They're very sweet. I don't like the fanfare around margaritas.
Yeah.
And there's too much. I don't like, too, that there's a... it's like a martini, where it's like, oh, do you want it this way? Do you want it that way? Fuck off! I just want to drink a drink.
If you can't order it... yeah, I hear you. And they always have like 10 kinds. They're like, well, they have
yeah.
the house margarita. We have the grande
the
margarita.
Presidente.
They have El Presidente
they have a Presidente.
And then they always have the house, whichever one's
yeah.
named after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Village Inn. Okay. I mean, but that's, yeah, I don't know. Mixed drink wise, I don't like them as much. You know what? What's really nice too, if you just like whiskey, it's really easy when you go to a bar.
Because
you can just
say,
have that.
That's true.
And they're like, do you want it on the rocks? And I say, no.
That's how I am about beer.
Yeah.
I love almost all beer. Mine
yeah.
is PBR because it's gross. Fuckers.
Yeah, I could drink most beers, but beer makes me feel very full.
It's a lot of liquid.
Yeah. And the bubbles make me feel full.
As a man of girth, Yeah. I feel like I'm at a table. I'm a Viking. Uh-huh. Makes me feel good about myself. I'm like, back in the day, I would have been respected.
Slam your cup down.
I seriously, I could have like a, yeah, I feel, I love beer. I like everything. It makes me feel good.
I like it too. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. It's just a different thing.
I hear you.
I consider hard liquor and beer in different categories.
I agree with you. The closest I can get to where you are with whiskey is Jaeger.
Yeah.
And I don't even love Jaeger the way you love whiskey.
Right.
But that's the only thing I can shoot comfortably.
Yeah.
And so that's why.
We had a torrid love affair because I briefly got very sick from whiskey once.
Oh.
And threw up a lot.
Which kind of whiskey?
I think it was Jack Daniels, which I'm still not a big fan of.
Yeah.
I think that's the most overrated.
Jim Beam. That's
Jim
what
Beam
I was.
I like.
What is Jim Beam? Is that a whiskey?
That's bourbon.
Okay, bourbon.
Same
Sorry.
Thing, pretty much.
The two E's thing. I'm just getting back to that's what popped
in
my
okay.
head. Yeah.
Jim Beam.
There's two E's in Beam. Isn't it spelled B E E M?
No.
It's other Beam.
Oh, it's B E A M?
What was that symbol? Other Beam.
That's holding up
two parallel
like
hands.
A beam.
You made it like a woman.
That looked like you were jacking off a giant penis.
That's gross.
You did it. I don't.
And especially from
I don't
above,
think that's
like
what
you did it like
above?
This, right to your own.
Yeah, it's gonna spooge on you like a shower.
Waist.
You're gonna be showered with giant semen.
Val,
that's disgusting.
Val, have you not been paying attention
to
the seriousness of the show tonight?
Oh yeah, I thought this was like a discotheque.
This one's not as good.
Yeah. What is this from? What new show is that supposed
know.
To be?
I didn't keep track of that.
Awesome.
There were a couple Australian ones in there. I tried to find the songs like on YouTube.
Did you get any NPR ones?
I don't know. I couldn't remember the names of any
what,
new
did you
shows.
Just type in serious said, new shows music?
I love how condescending you
I know.
Serious
how you picture me at my computer?
I'm a retard.
I type
You're
while
like
I talk.
Little
Grown up news for adults, serious, peter.com. That's what I typed into YouTube.
And this is what you
into
got.
Oh, fuck.
No. I typed in news show theme.
Mm.
Ah. Okay. Anyway, so then I came back to whiskey. I think there's nothing nicer than, like, you go to a concert and have a shot of whiskey and a beer. That's great. There's nothing better than bringing shots of whiskey to friends. I think that's a great way to start an evening.
It's a good flask drink, that's for sure.
It's a good flask drink. Also, it does still, I like it, but it's a little punishing sometimes.
Yeah.
And I think the booze should be a little difficult.
Yeah.
I don't like it too
easy. You're a little
easy.
Bit, yeah, I can tell. That's very, twisted.
Well, it's not as fun.
Well, I agree, actually. I can't, you know, when I used to do the mixed drinks
more
often.
Yeah.
Because you can't taste the liquor, but then you realize it's just... I don't know. I mean, it tastes delicious. It's like a fruit drink, but you have three of them and you're feeling a little buzz, and it's too much. You got too much sugar in you. You got too much liquid.
Yeah.
Your tummy kind of hurts.
Yeah.
I want a real boozy tummy ache.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I think you know how much you're drinking, too. If you're drinking whiskey, it's still easy to overdo it, but not like if you're drinking punch at a party and then you're like, there's booze in there?
I can see that.
And you're wasted.
Jello shots, how do you feel about those?
Fun. I would never make them.
Yeah.
Because that seems like too much work.
All those little cups, all those little Dixie cups.
I would drink those at a party. I would never buy one. But I'd never purchase one.
Val, you've had them, right?
Only once. I made them once for a Halloween party.
Did you enjoy them?
They're okay. It was kind of a fun thing. It wasn't like super easy to get the Jello shot out of the cup.
Yeah,
I think maybe
they have to be around the edge,
yeah.
I think.
It just didn't seem quite as easy as I thought. And then that was a weird party because my friend tried to make out with my sister.
I want to apologize about that on air. I'm really sorry.
You and your goddamn Jello shots, you two.
I really,
and then, I blame myself.
I thought she was you, so I don't want
Jello
this to
Jello shots,
weird.
And
I thought that was
nobody will make out with my sister.
Alec called you, said, bring Jello shots so I can make out with your sister. And you're like, okay.
No, she said, which one? And I said, I don't give a shit.
How many Jello shots are you bringing?
I said, how old's your younger sister? And you said, over 18. And I said, I'm there.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I was at that party, though, for real.
I don't think you were.
Oh, this isn't the one that was at that house that you rented and that weird guy, your neighbor, came?
No, that was also interesting. This was in Denver.
Was this a year before?
In Capitol Hill. No, it had been a year after.
And you didn't want your friend to make out
after.
With your sister?
You didn't invite me so I could make out with your sister?
Answer either of those questions.
It's not that I didn't want to make out with my sister. I just thought he was...
interested in you?
No, I think it was more like gay. He was really drunk and she wasn't that drunk, and I think she was like interested in him in a more serious way, and he was totally fucking smashed, and like,
and later would have been like, oh my god,
yeah.
Ooh, so that's, she would have kind of raped him a little bit.
Good looking out.
You can't rape a guy now, Val? God, you disgust me.
I'm sick. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this will help. This horrible booze.
Talking about rape.
Is this
on tonight's episode?
This is like a 1980s, like, happy at the end of the
never ending story.
Yeah,
something like that.
The Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, when they come back and Rick Moranis hugs them.
Rick Moranis is like Jurassic Park.
Do you know what I found out about Rick Moranis?
He's Canadian.
He quit acting because his wife died, and so he wanted to take care of his children.
What fucked up?
No, I love him. I saw Little Shop of Horrors like a couple weeks ago, and I thought it was the funniest thing I'd ever seen.
Did Steve
never
Martin
heard of
make
it.
You
I was
laugh?
Listen, delighted.
Did Steve Martin make you laugh?
Everybody made me laugh. It was so funny.
Seymour made you laugh?
It was so funny. That sassy plant. I couldn't believe how funny that show
was. I wish you had titled that movie, Rick Moranis and the Sassy Plant.
With it was just Steve. Really good.
Sassy Plant.
I thought he was so adorable. I had like a crush on him afterwards.
Did you also like him in Peter's favorite movie, Ghostbusters?
I love Ghostbusters. He's great. He's great in that too, yeah.
There is a part
he's
in
a
Ghostbusters
really good actor
that I know is underrated because I could not find it on YouTube at all.
Really? At all?
Yeah,
I would
there's this.
I think that whole show, every second of that movie would be on YouTube.
I would too. Well, it seemed like it. But then there's this part. So you know when that guy with the beard, that asshole, comes in, he's like, shut down the ghost machine.
I don't,
and
but
the
I'm
the city guy's like, I gotta do what he says. And the other guy's like, if you shut down this machine, we're fucked.
Is the city guy who said that black?
No.
Okay.
He's like a, you know, I don't know. I just do my job.
Okay, like a fat Italian.
Another day, another job, turning off a ghost machine.
He's got flop sweat and like half a hair, yeah. Like comb over. And a Italian sandwich, Italian sandwich in his mouth.
Yeah. Listen, I gotta go get some pierogies.
Salami.
Later.
Salami.
Yes. Baloney.
So he turns off the ghost machine and it's like all the ghosts are coming out and it explodes.
Slimer.
So the whole Ghostbuster Slimer's out. The whole ghost house fills with smoke, you know, and they're all running out.
Okay.
Last to come out, Louis Tully comes running out, Rick Moranis.
Oh, thank
but
you.
He does this crazy run and he's got like one of his pant legs tucked into his socks. It's great.
Okay.
So if you own Ghostbusters,
so
I encourage you to watch that and wait for him to come running out.
I've got bad news.
Yeah.
I've seen Ghostbusters 2 too many times.
Yeah.
Never seen Ghostbusters 1.
What?
Ever? Ever.
Watch it.
Wow.
I've only seen the end of it on a television show.
Do yourself
you
a favor.
Borrow it if you want.
I would like to. It was on my Netflix queue.
Yeah.
No longer available to watch it now.
I have
it. Borrow
it.
Is it? You guys seem like it's worth
it.
Is it better than 2?
It's way better.
Good, because 2... It's fine for an 80s movie, but like I said, I've seen it way too many times, and that fucking baby.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah.
Painting's really not that scary.
No.
It's very scary.
I think it looks like a Down syndrome guy. Also, I think the painting looks like a big retard.
Very scary.
Vigo.
Yeah. That was to cue the music.
Oh.
It's just very scary.
Down syndrome. So scary.
It's gone.
Then we go on an adventure. We fly. Turns out we learned a lesson, pal. Down syndrome kids.
I mean, this one's not as exciting.
Dinosaurs. This really does sound like Jurassic Park.
All right, try again. Say something bad about Down syndrome kids.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
Say retards aren't real people.
You just did.
Oh. This one's better.
Yeah, this is newsy.
Hitting. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's get back on track. Whiskey
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
So we poured a tiny bit into a room temperature glass. Check. So let's swirl and tilt the whiskey around in every direction to coat the inside of the glass.
I'm gonna do radio magic.
Uh-huh.
And pretend, and not actually drink anymore.
Make sure the lip of your glass is totally clean.
Mine looks pretty pristine.
Okay. Go ahead and what you're going to want to do is sniff it. This is also called nosing. We can break it down into 3 steps. You didn't even listen to the steps.
I sniffed it, like you said. That wasn't ready. I really genuinely sniffed it. It smells bad.
Okay, go ahead and stick your whole nose in the glass gently sniff it. You'll get a big hit of alcohol vapor. Now pull it away and have a look at the whiskey. Roll it around and take note of the color.
Looks like really dark pee.
Pee, okay.
Like Val? When you have a fever.
Yeah, dehydrated pee.
Fever
yeah.
pee?
Yeah, dehydrated okay. fever pee.
Wait 2 seconds and then go back to it again.
Nose.
Yep. Oh. Smells like melted crayons.
Now, go back a third time.
Melted
this
crayon.
Time, bury your nose into the lip of the glass and roll the glass from one nostril to the other.
It's turning sexual. Oh my.
You need to get to know the whiskey.
That was pretty intense.
Communicate with it. Learn about its character. Look at it.
I
talk to it. Really try to experience it.
You're not making this up?
No.
Wow.
Do you guys want to say something to your whiskeys?
Fuck you. I hate you so much.
Okay. Reasonable. Val?
Val.
I can't think of anything.
Wait, Peter?
Dear whiskey.
Val? I don't want to.
Dear whiskey.
I don't want to fuck this up. I take. Go ahead. Please keep going.
You already did. It's gone.
No, no,
no.
It's just
not.
Dear whiskey.
That's it.
Mm.
Dear whiskey.
Dear whiskey.
You went.
Get back to the rest of that letter later.
You sounded like Martha Stewart a little bit.
Oh.
Dear whiskey.
That's very flattering.
Mm. You feel like you could be like her. Like all that rage that's inside you is just tamped down with making you like, this is confetti. My father never loved me enough.
Half rage, half
is that what
voice
happened with
of
her?
Optimism.
Yeah, that's. I don't know. I mean, I wonder what happened to her. It's got to be something family related, right?
Probably.
I think she's fine. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Think she's fun?
Fine.
Oh, fine.
Maybe your barometer's a little off.
I mean, she's fine.
Do you mean
like,
hot?
Yeah.
Like attractive?
I mean, a little.
A little. Did you ever see her Halloween book where she had red eyes? With contacts?
No, that sounds great, though.
Damn.
Really, really frightening?
Yeah, no, hot.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was like a vampire. It's like, kind of a vampire in mom pants.
Like an old Buffy?
Yeah.
What would the old woman name for Buffy be?
Beatrice.
Oh, I like that.
Jesus Christ.
Wait, that's old good. Woman for Buffy.
What part of that did you like? The name?
Oh, Beatrice.
You like the name Beatrice?
Yeah,
you don't think
cute.
That's an old
could
lady?
Could you name like a cat that?
Yeah.
Yeah, Beatrice the cat.
Okay.
That's cute.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
So next step, take a small amount of whiskey, just a sip, into your mouth and move it around.
Take a sip in your mouth.
I told you already what I'm going to do. Oh boy, that's bad. I wish I didn't drink that. How did it taste to you?
It was fine.
You like it?
Do you have any more opinions on any of these than fine?
I think...
Was this the worst, or did you like it better than the other two?
The other two taste the same. This... I don't know. This tastes kind of sweet.
Let's
I think
do this. I'll guide you. Here we go. Start by putting the whiskey in the middle of the tongue. So drink a little.
All right.
I'll tell you what to do. I'll boss you.
This is fun.
Okay. Put it in the middle of your tongue.
Well.
Now under.
Okay.
Now back in the middle.
Okay.
Keep it there a few seconds and assess the flavor.
It's burning.
It's kind of gross.
Then let it go down. As it goes down, the tongue will reveal more interesting flavors.
You're crying. Your eyes are all watery.
It got really burny that way.
Is this Peter's that's supposed to burn?
Whiskey has an inner world, and you must give it time to show itself. Now take a second taste.
Okay.
I'll guide you again. Okay. Middle of the tongue. Now under. Back to the middle. Back to the middle. Keep it there a few seconds. Assess the flavor. Assess. Then let it go down.
Slow.
Little different layers will start to open up to you with the second taste.
That was burny and stinging.
So stinging.
Bernie
in
and
the second.
Sting. So Albertson's whiskey is Bernie and stingy.
Okay.
It's kind of like Listerine where you just want to swallow kind of or get it out of your mouth.
Yeah.
It is like Listerine where I just want to chug. Get
just
it done.
Drink it all.
Am I the only one that had half a heart on when Peter was giving you those instructions? He's like, now back in the middle. Take your shirt off.
Probably.
Slower.
Probably.
Probably. All right. Just checking.
Reveal yourself to the whiskey.
Say nice things to the whiskey.
Yeah. It's got an inner life.
Compliment it.
Oh, yeah, boy. I did the same thing that Val just did there, and it sure was terrible.
What'd you... Oh. Like, what? What have you been doing that I've been doing?
Now it says, okay, cowboy, after you've taken two or three slow tastes,
cowboy,
giving yourself plenty of time to get to know the whiskey, go ahead and tip it back.
You got the rest here, Val?
So cheers.
Cheers.
Clink.
Peter? You should have some of the ones when we get to the nicer
ones.
I'll try the last.
You should have this one and then the nice ones.
The first two, Peter gave me a little bit and I was like, not vomity, but close enough to like, I can't barely fucking
do
take
you just
is this
sip
about
it?
Me holding your hair back? Because I will.
I promise this. Thank you for offering. But it's just so bad. I wish I had somebody here that was with me. What's the worst shot you've ever had? What's the kind of drink that you just can't take that tastes
Malort.
Terrible?
Do you guys want to try it?
No. I've tried it.
No, I don't want to try it.
Well, all right.
That's so, but I mean, bad. Is that like, even no matter how little you taste, it's really bad and you
it's
don't
bad.
Like it?
Yeah.
That's how I feel about whiskey.
Okay.
I'm going to try. I'll try the good ones.
All right.
I promise.
Well, let's move on.
All right.
Evan Williams. Now, do you want to have all of these or do you want to pick some? What do you want to do, Val?
I could have all of them.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to get so drunk.
So, I'm not. I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow.
Therefore, you won't be drunk.
I don't want to go smelling all boozy. All
right.
That's
so
a
this
bad
is
impression.
Evan Williams. I found some stuff on their website. Now, this is Kentucky Straight Bourbon. Basically, it's a ripoff of Jack Daniels.
Even the bottle is
the
like
bottle's
almost
a
exactly.
carbon copy.
Did they apologize
made of carbon.
On the website?
No, they didn't mention that.
No. Okay.
They did say, however, what the difference between whiskey and bourbon is.
What is the difference?
Well, this is something I learned at a pretty young age. This is what it said.
Oh, I thought
not
you meant
me.
You. Like, this is going to get fun.
This
is going to be
beaten into me by my father
dad.
At a very young age.
I could smell the difference on his breath. Bourbon made him hit me.
Basically, all bourbon is whiskey, but not all whiskey is bourbon. That's the short version
this
of what this
is one
this
of those
says.
Like logic problems.
So what makes whiskey a bourbon? Well, there are strict laws, which is good because you know you're getting something good. Bourbon must be made of at least 51% corn and aged a minimum of 2 years in a new charred white oak barrel.
Do you think that all bourbons really follow these laws, or do you think they skirt the rules?
Well, they probably do, because you could just say it's whiskey.
But what if you want to sell bourbon to somebody who's a snobby bourbon-only guy?
Well, in theory, they would know, right?
Yeah,
they
that's
would
true.
Taste it and be like, this tastes like shit.
That's true.
So I would think that would be.
All right.
Bourbon can be made anywhere in the United States, though almost all brands are made in Kentucky. And Kentucky is the only state allowed to put its name on the bottle.
Wait. Kentucky's the only state that can put bourbon on the bottle?
No, it's the only one that can put that it's made in its state.
Why?
I don't know.
I mean, why couldn't it be like made in Colorado?
I don't know.
What's so fucking good about Kentucky?
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. I don't think anything.
Yeah.
You know what else I just discovered? Did you guys know the Jack Daniel's distillery is in a dry county?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So the people who make it can't drink it?
At the plant, yeah.
That's fucked.
So there's no like tasting when you go there.
County?
Jack Daniel's, wherever they make that.
Dry
county.
Tennessee somewhere?
Kentucky. Kentucky.
Oh. I just Bell? Learned about that, don't worry.
Sorry, guys.
Okay. So here's Evan Williams. This is since 1783, Val.
1783. When was Albertson's whiskey?
It says
check out that label.
Yeah, Val destroyed the label.
It says since 1939, a tradition of quality since 1939. Mm. And this one's 17 something?
1783.
And the Indian killing one, that was from the 1700s.
Yeah.
And then what was the other one from?
This is not as old. Probably.
Oh, that because that
this
was
like
JJ,
Prohibition era.
Little Richard, little Junior Richard.
Yeah, this one doesn't say specifically,
okay. But probably early 1900s.
It says while your granddaddy was firing up a pipe.
My granddaddy
that was.
Did not smoke ganja. So Val, have you made love to it or whatever yet?
Oh, no. So
do you want to do that? Taste it again, middle of the tongue.
Snort it.
Mm.
Did you already drink it?
Under the tongue. Oh.
Isn't it worse when you do it that way?
I mean, this worse. Is, yeah, this one I don't like.
We'll describe it for
Yeah, you do.
I don't know. I feel like it's trying to taste like Jack Daniels, which I don't like.
So it's like a knockoff sort of something you don't even like.
Spicy almost? So in it's a bad
too
way.
Rummy?
Yeah. It's like they're trying to make these special flavors. Mm. It's not terrible. It just tastes kind of like a headache.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's like a... Write that shit down. Under the tongue. Take your shirt off.
Middle, then under, then... Cough. Cough
choke
gently.
On it. Have it come out between your fingers.
Cover your mouth.
Yeah.
What do you think, Val?
Jeez.
I don't like that.
Okay.
Why? What was worse? That was the worst so far for you?
I think so, yeah.
Why?
Yeah, you just hate it?
Because it's black?
I hate it.
I don't sound like that.
All right. That's fair.
I don't sound like that.
The voice of optimism.
Peter, was this your least favorite too? Was this worse than Albertson's
like
for
it.
You too?
Yeah, it's but pretty bad. Okay. Oh, no. Albertson's is the worst.
Okay, so far.
We're going to do him, cowboy.
No, Val's doing it.
Evan Williams.
I don't think I'm pretending anymore.
What do you still have in your cup?
I stopped.
The Albertsons?
I still have the Albertsons. Oh. Just guys, I know I fooled you all, but I actually didn't have the Albertsons. So I've only had moonshine so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have not actually had whiskey yet. Darn.
Now.
Gosh darn it.
Now we're going to move on to, Val, do you want to tell us about this one?
This is Bullet Bourbon.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a baby bottle.
It's a baby bottle.
It's adorable.
Did you not look this one up on
the
internet?
No, I did, but I mean, tell us your feelings about it.
I think this one's okay. I think it's pretty like middle of the road.
Where have you had it before? A back alley?
Yeah, that's where.
This was made in Kentucky too.
In the 1830s. As a tavern keeper in Louisville, Kentucky, Augustus Bullet set himself... That's a great name.
Oh, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Bullet.
Yeah.
Bullet.
Set himself on a mission to create a bourbon unique in flavor. Just as bourbon lovers today may sample many brands before finding their favorite, Augustus decided to experiment too. By creating bourbons of many different types and tastes, after countless small batch trials, he came upon a bourbon with a character he had been seeking. A bourbon almost lost forever.
This is 90 proof. This is 45% alcohol by volume.
While transporting barrels of his bourbon from Kentucky to New Orleans, Augustus Bullet vanished. What happened to him is still unknown, and his creation could have passed into history as well.
Jesus Christ.
But after more than a century, in 1987, his great-grandson, Tom Bullet, stepped in.
Well, how did... Good one, the drum roll.
That was a great one. I don't know what show that is, but that's the one I would watch.
Fucking A.
A lawyer by profession, Tom's lifelong dream had been to revive the family's bourbon legacy.
When he was staying up late studying for the bar, what he was really thinking was...
The bar!
All right. So how did he find it? Give me the rest of the story. I'm excited. I'm drawn in. Val's drawing alien teeth.
I don't know if
things.
It says from there. Bullet bourbon is still distilled and aged in small batches. Kentucky limestone filtered water provides the foundation for the bourbon's character. What are you drawing there? Another predator?
No.
Just a mouth with teeth all the way around.
It's a secret blend of corn and barley malt and rye. Dinosaur. And he says it's great-great-granddaddy. And it's spelled G-R-A-N apostrophe? D-A-D-D-Y. Granddaddy.
Yeah, granddaddy.
Okay. Right. So enjoy the distinction of this Kentucky straight bourbon and experience the legacy for yourself.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Go ahead. Why don't you, Alec, if you're not going to drink them, you could pour them.
I feel emasculated now. I really wish I could, guys. I did not come here planning on not drinking.
That's all right, man.
God damn it.
Wait, when are you trying again?
You know what? Have that Albertsons. I'm going to try some of this.
You're going to try that?
Yeah, if you would, I'll try some of this if you'll drink
Alrighty.
That.
Alrighty.
How much do you want?
Peter, what is your favorite of these or of any whiskeys?
I really enjoy Colorado-made Stranahan's.
Oh.
It's a pricier whiskey.
Oh.
But I find it to be really good, smooth, delicious, clean.
Wow. So you really like it.
I also, you know what I'm a pretty big fan of, honestly? Jim Beam. I find that to be the good middle of the road, or
that's the go-to. That's the non-well at most bars, right?
That's like one step above well, okay. Usually.
Okay.
I think what's great about Jim Beam is people usually consider it to be a shitty
but it's
whiskey,
actually not
bourbon, but I find it to be pretty good.
That's, you know, there's some vodkas like that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. Where it's it's the cheapest at the often at like the liquor store,
yeah,
but it's not the well whiskey at the bar.
Like, here's what I think, and you guys correct me if you feel differently.
Well,
up to about $15, they're all shit and about the same. Then around 20 to 25 to 30, they're all decent. And then above 30 to like 50, there's really no difference. Then once you get expensive, they're marginally better, but usually not. It's usually not worth it.
I've not had enough whiskey to say, but I do agree that I've had enough, what is that, Spanish Fly?
Tequila?
Yeah, I've had enough tequila that I know, because I've had some like expensive like $100 bottle ones,
right.
And then like the good 50 or 75, like the Three Amigos or whatever, and then Patron, and then like the crappy ones. And you're absolutely right. The best that I've ever had is like the $50 or $60, not the $100 one.
No.
Or it's not...
It's not
a discernible difference. Exactly.
So if you're not into drinking,
get a $50 bottle of booze.
But if you're in, if you want to start on whiskey, I would say start on bourbon, Jim Beam. That's a good starter. Or Bullet.
Is Bullet an okay? Yeah, I was like, I'm looking at it thinking.
So,
oh God.
Here's to, what was his name? Thaddeus Bullet?
His son was Tom.
Tom Bullet was the son.
Yeah, the grandson.
Daddius Bullet.
All right, Granddaddy. Fuck you, Granddaddy.
That one I can feel in the nose.
Oh God!
I didn't feel it in my nose.
I'm sorry. I started drinking again.
Okay. All right,
Val. What did
you... Do you want a beer?
No, I've still got a chaser. Oh, I'm using the beer for a chaser.
That's what I was asking.
We're doing well though. We've only got four left.
Oh, I've got probably one left.
Now, do you want to take a break here? I heard a recipe where you add coffee beans to whiskey. You combine two of my favorite flavors into one.
Poop,
you guys
want to
try it? I haven't tried it yet.
I would like to try that.
Okay. I don't drink caffeine.
So this is like two things you don't drink.
Yeah, this would be something that I wouldn't want ever.
I didn't filter the beans out yet, but it should be fine.
Val, are you excited?
I am.
How are you feeling? Are you loaded?
I had some pumpkin whiskey the other
day. Oh, that sounds... I like pumpkin.
It was really good. It was
How
like
excited
really
are you guys
sweet.
For pumpkin?
So excited.
I
Today
like
was like
pie.
Really
like
fall,
chai.
Too. It was really nice.
Yeah. It was actually cold. I had
it was
to put
a beautiful
I'm wearing
day.
Jeans
yeah,
for
like
the first
sweater.
Time. Yeah, I couldn't tell it was you from behind. I was going to pick you up, but then I thought if it wasn't
baggy sweater.
It wasn't the sweater. What? It was your hair. It's a lot longer than it's been in a while.
I think it's shorter than it's been in a while.
Well,
the length is
You don't know me at all.
At all. No, but Peter did ask, are you loaded or just a little buzzed?
I'm
yeah,
fine.
How are you? Okay.
All right, good.
So let's smell this.
All right.
Do you want to smell it?
Yeah, I'll smell it.
It's not very harsh smelling.
It smells like coffee.
That does smell better than all the other stuff we've been
You
drinking.
Should try it. It smells better.
You can drink coffee, though.
How boozy is it?
I mean, it's like a normal whiskey. Val, do you want to try it? And then you could decide if he should try it? Did
I
you
just
try
it?
It
a little. I don't think you should try it.
Oh, is it bad?
No, I just think
it's super
cow.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. What do you think, Peter David Dirk?
It's pretty good.
Did you fuck it with your nose and then put it in the back of your tongue?
I would drink it.
I think that's good. I think that would be good. Like,
it's a good mixture of flavors.
If you put that like in an iced coffee.
Oh, my God.
That'd be really good.
For next summer.
Pete, is this something that's regularly done? Do they make boozy coffees a lot?
Yeah.
I mean, people do that, yeah.
I do. I make a boozy coffee.
I knew Irish coffee is, delicious.
Last time I did
Bailey's.
That, I threw up.
Really?
Irish coffee.
I just
well,
did
I put
that
Bailey's
on
and whiskey in it.
Sunday. Oh. I just had whiskey.
Yeah.
Was
it good?
Going to the Scottish Irish Festival.
Oh, did you wear a kilt?
I did not.
Is this why you missed your father's birthday?
It is.
Does he listen to the show?
You know, actually, he does.
Oh, cool. Oh, good. He's my biggest fan.
He is.
Is his name Matt?
No.
Oh. What is your dad's name, Ron?
Ross.
Oh, God.
It's Ross.
I'm going to let you guess a few more.
Is his full name Ross?
So it's not. Will you tell us when we guess it?
Yeah.
Jeff.
I know your dad's name. I do.
Wait, I don't. I want to guess.
Okay.
Is it Jeff?
No.
Is it Jim?
Jeff Ross?
Is he a stand-up comedian that amuses me 75% of the time?
Bob?
I don't think it's Bob Ross. He died of an aneurysm, but he was a really
good
artist.
Oh, you wish,
which
Val.
Which is why I feel really bad. Yeah.
Your dad would have been 60 years old this Sunday. Is it Robert?
No.
Robert Ross. Is it...
Kyle.
No. Kyle.
Is it Stefan Ross? Stefan. Okay, okay, now this is getting boring for the listeners. What's the first letter of his first name?
D.
David. David Ross.
D money.
No.
It's not David?
No.
Dean. Dean Ross.
No.
Dan Ross.
Daniel.
It's Dan. Yeah.
Daniel.
Dan yeah, Ross. That's right. Daniel Ross sounds good. Dan Ross doesn't sound good.
He goes by both.
Dan Ross.
Like you would.
It's like kind of.
It's like you, Val and
right,
Robert, or
like
Pete,
I don't
Peter.
Really choose yeah. what people call me. They just do.
What do you prefer?
I actually don't have a preference.
Valerie! Peter?
You prefer they sing
I
it?
Prefer they try to do their best Amy Winehouse impression.
What's your... Do you prefer Pete or Peter?
I don't care at
That's
all.
That's the thing, too, and it's so awkward when people ask. They're like, yeah. what do you prefer? And you're like, I don't care. And they're like, really? You don't care? It's your name. And it's like, I don't care.
I just liked when people pick and then they stick to what they picked.
Yeah.
That's cool with me.
That's cool.
I don't like it when people call me Stanley. Well, when they don't know yeah. my name and they call me Stan.
Yeah.
When so they know my name is Stanley, but then they're like, Stan? Is this Stan Stonebot? I'm like, first of all, no. Second of all, fuck off. I'm like, it's
I
Stanley.
Like
don't call me
that. Coffee whiskey.
Do you want more?
Maybe later.
Yeah, you could take some home.
It's really good.
I made this with Old Forester.
It's got a cool bottle. It's got a bunch of writing
it's
on it.
It's plastic, though.
Oh.
I bought this when I was staying in a hotel. And bored.
Oh,
but I didn't have very much.
Oh, you didn't drink alone?
A little.
Was it sad? It wasn't fun drinking alone. It was sad drinking alone.
I wouldn't say it was sad. Here's what happened. I went to a thing. I was in Pueblo, Colorado, which okay. blows. You know, I did the thing. Then I went out with some people to like TGI Fridays at like 4 p.m.
Did you drink at 4 p.m. at TGI
no,
Fridays?
No, it was not drink people. Salt. Yeah. No. I ate a burger. Because I figured, how bad can they fuck up a burger? And it
they
was okay.
It. They do it. They fuck it up.
I love
they
when do. You whisper it. I know. It should have been, they do it. And then the music. Bam, bam, bam.
I didn't have an E in there in like 7 years, but it was so bad. Last
7 years?
7 years. I got E. coli, which is in the next segment.
No. At your local TGI Fridays.
So, you know, I'm not used to this. I go out to a dinner and then it's 5:30 and I have nothing to do, but I'm trapped.
Right.
And I'm staying in a hotel, but there's nothing
that
there.
Sounds awful.
It's not like you could go walk to a bar.
You've
or
already
something.
Masturbated like 3 times that day. I'm
probably
guessing.
400.
Then, yeah. Then you really have nothing to do.
Probably 400. Filled yeah. the bathtub.
That's so gross.
That is so... I got a visual. That's,
I'm with you guys. It's gross.
So,
under this blanket.
No, I want to hear the rest of the story. You're very easily distracted.
Yeah, looking
you're
around
like a
the room.
Animal or a, you know, a child.
So, you know, I'm up in my room. I was watching My Strange Addiction.
I love that show.
What there was a girl who was drinking nail polish, which I didn't buy. I was like, I think she's doing... I mean, I can shoot Albertson's whiskey. I'm sure I could shoot a nail polish.
One of them ate couch material.
Yeah.
I've only ever seen one episode, and it was like glass and a couch.
Yeah.
I saw that intervention show, though, and the guy was like so hard up for booze, he was drinking the hand sanitizer in the room. You know, in like hospital rooms, they have that mounted on the wall now. And he,
how could he
needed
not,
alcohol
he
so bad.
Why couldn't he
well,
just
he was in the hospital.
He was in the rehab, but he was so bad.
So
they
he
shouldn't
was like,
have that
I'm
there.
Gonna drink the hand his sanitizer.
They need that hand sanitizer.
They called him P. D. Dirk, so that it wouldn't be given away.
P. David
Dirk. P. David D. Okay, so anyway, you were up there, and then how did you buy the booze? Just was there a grocery store right across
so
the street?
So I decided after this dinner, and then I was watching the show, but it was still very bright.
Okay.
And the TV, there was light on the TV, and I was like, I can't really see it.
Fucking
and I was like,
summer.
It's too
bright,
early.
Yeah. Bright, too late.
So I went out. I just went out on the town. So I went to the mall.
That's had to be so fucking sad.
It's horrible.
All the stores closed. Horrible.
Oh, man.
It was so
like
horrible.
Four stores.
You couldn't use the O in that word.
Didn't go in one. There wasn't one that I was even like, I'm purely here to kill time. And I still...
The shitty Asian store, or there is, the Foot Locker, or the other flags, shoe store.
Hat store. Lids.
Yeah, lids.
There was like a one that sold like gangster clothes.
You could have come home with a new lid, some new Jordans, and a cool gangster shirt.
Air Force Ones, ballers. Are those still a thing?
He could have been baller. I hate that fucking term, baller.
It
baller?
Was a store.
Ballers. Does that mean like basketball guy?
The term means like somebody cool or awesome.
I think it means they have a tummy ache and need to roll up in a ball. I'm a baller.
Is this true?
Val's like, yo, I'm balling, and it means you're
sick.
The best
part of that story that you guys can't see, she's kind of glaring at me.
Because it's like, kind of true.
I think it means dumb fuck that you have a tummy ache.
You should know.
I'm you bastard.
I have tummy problems. I do.
You Val do. Is balling. She keeps it balled up in the bathtub, puking in the bathtub.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
That's a good place to puke.
Yeah.
Puking dirty.
Actually, after that last show that I did with you guys, not the last one with Peter where he was the drunk one, but the one before that,
up?
I went home and I puked. Val,
I was
so drunk.
The aftermath of that show?
I had to drive you home.
I was so drunk
gonna,
that I...
Let's,
I'll pour this while you,
okay.
you explain. This is Jameson.
The next day... I went to work still drunk. I woke up and I was like a little tipsy in the shower. I'm sure you've done this. I haven't done it in a long time.
Sure, you like leaning against the wall.
Why were you taking a shower?
Because I woke up and I had time for a shower before I went to work.
Oh,
oh
you, woke
you wanted
up.
The
I
actual. I mean, okay.
Yeah, the night.
Oh, well, okay. So
if you want to tell it?
No, I can't. I mean, all I remember is I don't know how I got home.
Yeah,
and then
I
was,
drove you.
You want me to finish?
We
the
had
story?
A really meaningful conversation.
Well, I thought Nika took
I
me home.
I cried
the next day.
No, you didn't.
She's lying. Val doesn't know how to cry. She wishes she could. She's like an android. She's like, I wish I had feelings. You are.
No, but Val only cries when it's inappropriate.
I do.
Never when it's like, Val, I want you to know I'm your good friend. Then she's like, okay. But if you're like, have you ever been to Four Corners before? She'd just be like, oh, God.
Awesome. I didn't
That's
know this
true.
It sounds very true. No, I was so drunk that I thanked Nika the next day for taking me home.
Really?
I did not know. Did we really
I
talk?
I drove you home.
I didn't know that. I was hammered.
Wait a minute. Who drove him home?
I drove him home.
I,
because nobody else wanted
I puked
to.
In my bathtub. Okay, turn it back down. There were chunks of my
God.
Soup, the carrots. Undigested.
Wait, how were they?
Undigested. My wife came in and I literally said, don't look at me. She rubbed my back.
Oh, that's sweet.
She's a very nice lady. I was really embarrassed and I couldn't get it down. I was like, this won't go down. She went and she got Drano for me and I poured it all on and in and it went down.
I threw up in the sink once and I had to use Drano, but then like
it works so well.
I was really drunk and I was like there was a lot of water and puke and then I just poured the Drano in. And then I was like,
Val.
It's not going down. And then I like shoved my hand in
Val.
The sink. And then I it's shoved like my lava. Hand in the sink and I was like, oh my God, the Drano is going to eat away my hand. Like I'm not going to have any skin.
And then what did you do?
She
then,
pulled it up, Punisher. I'm sorry, Punisher.
No.
Terminator hand.
And then I called my friend and I was like, I have to come over. I think my hand is going to be gone.
Why didn't you wash it off?
I did. I washed it like 40 times. Oh. And then I was like, thinking about it, and it's like I'm not gonna have a hand in the morning.
What was
did it burn or was it fine?
Yeah,
it was kind of like faintly burny, but I think it was mostly like in my head.
And you just thought you'd wake up with skeleton hand?
Yeah, I did. And so I called my friend and I was like, can I come over? And so like I walked over to her house, like I walked with my pillow in my hand. She lives a block
That's
away
adorable.
So I like walked over in the middle of the night in my pajamas and my pillow.
You
hugging my pillow.
You could have been comfortably
and I
raped.
Got there.
You could have somebody could have taken advantage of you.
I would never do this, but if I was gonna victimize somebody, I'd be like, girl hugging a pillow walking
in her PJs. I mean, all you'd have to do,
yeah
he could
and
sing you
there.
A lullaby of rape. You could be like
hi, would you like to be raped? No, well
lay down. Okay, you got there. I'm
well
listening.
I got there and I was like, oh, I feel like my hand is gonna fall off. And it was already like really late and she had worked the next day and she's like, are you gonna be okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine, I'll just go to sleep. And then she went to sleep and of course I couldn't sleep, so I was like, I should put on a show or a movie or something. And so then I was like, okay. So I was looking at her DVDs and I put in Angels in America, which is terrible. Everyone dies of AIDS and it's really, really sad. And I thought my hand, my hand was just going to be gone forever. And it was a hard night. So don't drink and throw them in the sink and then put a bunch of Drano in it and then put your hand in the sink but with the puke in the Drano.
The most important thing is, did you have a hand in the morning
I told
when
the story.
You woke
I
up?
Did, but I was like so nervous about it. I even called my dad.
You called your dad?
I was like...
You wouldn't even spend his 60th birthday with him. You must have been really concerned.
I called my dad and I was like, Dad, I stuck my hand in a bunch of Drano. Do you think I'm going to be okay?
What did he say?
Was this at like 2 in the morning?
It was really late. Yeah. He was like,
that's
I
awesome.
Think you're going to be fine.
That's like, awesome.
All right, I'll go back to bed.
And you were fine.
And I was fine. See, I'm crying.
Wow. Yeah, I saw a single tear going right, down your cheek.
You do cry at appropriate times.
We have
all
right. This Jameson.
Let's do this to your dad for accepting your phone call.
For taking my phone call.
He didn't just
not
ignore.
Just ask if my hand was going to be eaten by Drano.
Yeah, because if I was your dad. No, if I was a dad, was I'm not going to. Yeah. If I was a dad and my daughter called me and she was like, how old were you, 25?
Oh, yeah, 25.
And was like, Dad, I stuck my hand in Drano. I'm afraid it's going to melt
you
off.
You were 17.
Guys, it's very nerve-wracking.
Val,
listen, I'm just saying,
I
if
opened,
she called and I'd be like...
You stick your hand in Drano and tried not to call your dad.
I recently... Val, I called your dad.
That's the Val challenge.
I recently opened up a channel changer and some of the...
The battery
had melted. Yeah, it corroded, and it's all white. I don't know if
you called your dad to ask if you'd be okay.
No, I didn't call my dad's not involved in the story, but I touched it.
Did you call my dad?
Yeah. I was like, Tom, listen, that zit on my face that you mentioned looks really bad. Can I borrow $50 for tomatoes? It burned. I touched it. It burned. Yeah. So I hear you. Sometimes
you're nervous, and then you can't stop thinking about
it.
And
I kept washing it. I did the same things. I scrubbed it because I
washed
it
a bunch.
Yeah.
And then I felt like I accidentally touched my eye, and then I was like, well, "What if I go blind?"
I know.
Anyway, we should have this, Jameson.
Okay.
We're getting off track.
This is to your dad, Dan.
Just now we got off track.
Dan Connor.
Talked a lot about my dad today.
That's your dad.
Yeah. our dads.
To Dan and Daniel.
To Dan and Dan.
Cheers.
Yeah.
He prefers Daniel.
So that's Jameson.
How was that, guys?
It's not bad.
It's good. I like Jameson. I had a little coffee left in mine, I think.
Okay.
So it was a little coffee flavored in addition.
Was this the best now?
Yeah.
Jameson, I feel, is pretty decent.
Okay.
Jameson is, if you're at a bar and you're buying whiskey shots for somebody, that's what you should buy.
This is good to know for Peter's birthday coming up on November
16th. It'll be a little expensive.
We should probably have a party for Peter, everybody.
We've got a plan. We're going to go to all the dive bars.
We're going
to... Oh, we got a plan for you, too.
I think, yeah.
The two up.
Uh-huh. I think we're going to dive bar it for my birthday.
Here in town or around?
In town, yeah.
I think 8th Avenue, we're going to start on one end.
Holy balls.
And work our way to the other
end. A lot of those that I used to go to before my DUI. Okay, it doesn't matter. It's too fucking late. Doesn't. Anyway.
I didn't know what you were saying.
I know, I tried to. Anyway.
DUIs. Are they the worst crime? Probably not.
There we go. Ooh, I like that. The strings.
That was good.
Oh, yeah. Bum. Okay. So anyway, every time I like pass them now, I think all of them have been sold and changed names three times since I've been there in 5.
They're all
horrible. There's some good ones.
Yeah.
Oh. Like which ones?
Lisa's.
Is that a gay bar?
I don't think so.
Just
because
you know someone gay?
It could
Lisa?
Be.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's dedicated to you.
Where's Lisa's? What did that used to be? Bears? Roasties?
I actually
AFRAs?
Don't know. Roasties. I have no idea what
scooters.
It used to be.
AFRAs? Scooters? I remember scooters. AFRAs is still there. You know what else is still there? Barleycorn.
Yeah, I think that's where
I
we should
been
start.
There forever.
We should, yeah, we should
I
go
like
to Barleycorn.
Or maybe End, because
that's
pretty
right
close
by my
to
house.
Here. Yeah.
And your house.
It's like halfway between here.
That's true. We'll
that should be our place.
That we could do that. I'll be happy to. So anyway, then Val, what are the other places?
What?
You said there's some good places
down
there.
Yeah, you said Lisa's is
good. Oh, yeah, there's plenty of dive bars.
You said good.
Name them.
So there's one good.
Prove it.
Lisa's.
Where's Lisa's?
I don't know.
Okay.
Are you going to be drunk enough by the end of this that you're going to thank Nika tomorrow for giving you a ride home?
So that's Lisa's on something.
Let me finish my story about that night that I was drunk. Oh, the funny part. So anyway, Nika
going home.
Emailed me the next day. Well, because I didn't remember. I puked. My wife is awesome. She took care of me. She rubbed my back. I was very drunk and emotional. But then I woke up a little drunk.
Did you cry?
I cried.
Really?
I had.
What'd you cry about?
I had had a run-in with my boss's boss that day, whom I used to hold in confidence. Very heated. Yeah, yeah. Mm. I used to I respected like her. She was actually an ally at work. And so she had really, really just stuck it to me. And really, I was surprised. And it was something. We won't get into the whys and wherefores, except to say that it was a work-related run-in that it really upset me earlier that night. So really on my mind. So I told her 10 times in a row what had happened in tears. And she said, I know, you told me. And she rubbed my back. She was great.
Oh,
and then
really nice.
I know. And then I went to bed. So then the next day, when I woke up still drunk, I showered and I was like, I shouldn't drive. And then I drove to work. And then I was like,
you know what I think helps? Having eggs the next day.
I didn't eat anything because when I've had that much liquor, my tummy is real sensitive.
Yeah.
Like I can't even drink a lot of water without getting like, ugh. I just tongued your. Okay. So then when I got to work, this is finally the end. Nika had emailed me. He's like, how you doing, buddy? And I was like, not great, but thanks for driving me home. And he goes, you must not be doing great. Val drove you home. And I was like,
we're pretty similar.
We have you both here.
You both have
what
nice
was
mustaches.
Your experience of this drive home?
Yeah, how did I seem? That drove?
I think, let's see. As we were leaving, I said, well, it was clear nobody else wanted to give you a drive home.
Well, they walked.
No, I didn't want to walk home because it was already late.
That
would have been my...
I was,
option,
yeah.
Because I was also drinking.
Right. And I don't know what Nika was doing.
He doesn't like me as much as he likes Peter. Which is fine, except for I introduced him to Peter. I hate you, Nika.
He wanted me to drive. He wanted to drive me to Alex's house.
Okay, well, I didn't know. So I was like, whatever, I'll take you home as long as you don't say anything inappropriate to me.
You said that to me?
I said that to you.
That is hilarious.
Said,
as drunk as I was.
I will give you a ride as long as you say nothing
Did I immediately follow up with, okay, show me your tits?
I don't know what you said, but I gave you a ride home.
And I didn't say anything inappropriate to you?
And I can't remember. I don't know.
Were
chatted.
Were you drunk?
No, okay. No way.
That was very sober.
So I was pretty nice. I mean, I was well behaved.
You were just like really, really happy.
I was
you were like laughing a ton. Everything I said was so funny.
That's true.
Did you do the voice long way just to get a couple extra jokes in
what?
There?
No.
Just to be
short
like,
way.
I am doing so good.
Yeah, you're like, wow,
I'm killing
it. Was giving you a boost? Yeah, you were feeling really good.
I wanted this to last all night.
No, it was good.
Oh, good.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear it because I was really, I had to make
you
the calls.
You did text me the next day and was like,
I was concerned.
How did that go?
I was like,
did I do anything inappropriate?
I hope I don't need to apologize to you, Peter.
No, you were very appropriate.
You were just really, really happy.
I haven't been able to bring myself to listen to the episode because I genuinely don't remember any of it because I had like that 5 or 6 beers before and then 3 shots of Jaeger right before we started recording.
Oh, geez.
So I don't remember a thing. But if it worked, if it went well, awesome. Let's have more whiskey for you guys.
Sure.
Would you say you feel sick right now?
I do. Yeah.
Do you have tummy problems often?
What are we doing?
I don't know. Listen
this is
to
you.
This, other
this
show.
Is that show where you were drunk. This is where Alec was wasted.
I refuse to get in it because I've heard horror stories about the water becoming a breeding ground for germs. This isn't worrying too much and spends half of the weekend in there.
This is fun. We don't have to do any work.
Wow.
Bye, from Betty.
My opinion is that he spends too much time.
Oh my god. So It takes a lot of booze. I have no idea.
The Ozzy Osbourne book?
I don't remember. I'm not lying. I'm not trying to sound cool. I was blacked out for most of the show. I didn't remember you drove me home, and I can tell how drunk I was because I'm slurring the shit.
All right. We have two more whiskeys. Okay. We have Dead Guy and Stranahan's.
Dead Guy.
You pass me that.
I would love to. Is this Dead Guy?
Yeah.
You
so this should is try from, this one, Alec. It's good.
This is from Portland.
I don't think I'm a whiskey guy. I think this has proven to me that I never will be.
I can't get the lid off.
Portland, Oregon.
Cork.
Didn't they make a beer that I had
they make
that
Dead
was
Guy
bacon?
Rogue.
They also
they
made
good
that
beer.
Bacon yeah. beer.
That was not bad. It was a little too bacony, but it wasn't
bad. Very smoky.
Yeah,
smoky. Dead Guy whiskey is made with the same four grains that are used to make Dead Guy ale since 1991. Northwest Harrington, Meyer Munich, Klages, and Karastan malts.
You don't have to show off.
Free-range coastal water and distiller's yeast.
Ah. So you guys have both had this, too.
I have.
I
think
have
I drank
as well.
Most of what's in here.
Mm-hmm. And this is the second best on your table.
This is probably the second fanciest, I think. I sent some... Okay, so for Christmas last year, I didn't know what to send. My grandma's very hard to shop for.
You're 95
plus
your
old grandma. She's an old lady.
Yes.
Did I tell you guys I talked to her on the phone the other day?
No.
Oh,
is
my God.
Is this going to be sad?
A little.
Right.
But also good.
Okay, good.
She was like... so she was in the hospital right around her birthday. But she got out. She's fine. And I was like, hey, how you doing? Because that's just how you start a conversation. She's like, oh, I'm okay. I'll probably never be the same, though.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, good.
Yeah.
Great.
Like, what do you say to that? You're like, well, good. I just got done with work.
I'm great.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I'm doing
young
well.
As ever.
Why was it a stroke?
I'm spry for 28.
A heart attack?
No, she had a little pneumonia.
Skin tags. I heard that
and
you can only
skin
get
tags
those
from Drew Carey.
Only Drew Carey.
She's like, I've been visiting. No.
No, you won't go there.
Hanging out
no,
Drew
she's
Carey.
Your grandma.
He knows what Price is Right.
Oh,
Drew Carey.
Price of that ass.
Drew Carey.
Price of that grandma's ass.
Tonight, Peter's grandma's ass. How much does it really cost?
And what's it worth?
Oh, shit.
Did you take some? Did you drink that already?
No, I had a sip of beer. But I almost choked.
So I was talking to her as well, and you know, she was just. I said, "Have you talked to my brother, Ian?"
Right.
She said, "No. Real into talking on the phone." And I was like, yeah, I gathered that, because when I call her, my mom will say you should call your grandma, but she'll talk literally 4 minutes
and then she's just like, I'm getting off.
Yeah. And then she's like, well, I better go.
She's the best grandma
my
ever.
Grandma's opposite. She'll talk for like a fucking hour and she'll start saying things over again, like,
yeah,
I know. I already said she like she's very
she
conscious
even knows
of the
she's
fact.
Oh, this
but she's
an
like,
old lady
I know
thing.
I already said this, but I really mean it. And then she'll launch into a story
she's
again.
Like,
but
those what the fuck? Blacks.
And it's like
really
an hour later.
Should never. That's,
no, she's not racist.
She's not racist.
She's missing half her butthole though.
The Irish.
Ooh, that's a good
really?
One.
Are they even a race? Are they just white people who happen to be in Ireland?
No, they're Irish.
You know what, Val? She has half a butthole.
She does not. She's a full butthole.
No, you told me a long time ago. That your grandma had to go into the
she
hospital.
She got that reversed.
You can't fucking
wait,
rebuild
butthole?
A butthole. What is she, the $600,000 woman?
I said she had a half a butthole.
You said that she had like all the gauze up there and it like came
no,
out all crazy.
That was my sister.
Oh, your sister has half a butthole? The one I made out with at the Halloween party or the other one?
How much no, of a butthole does your grandma have?
She has a full butthole. She had a... She had a kind of an internal problem. She had a, like a colostomy bag for a while.
That's what I thought.
But it was reversed.
The what's the disease with the where seeds
celiac
get stuck in there?
Disease.
No.
I just made
nope.
that up.
Not Crohn's.
No.
Well, who's that baseball
endometriosis.
Player? Who's the baseball
Lou
player?
Lou Gehrig?
Yeah, Lou Gehrig's disease. Lou Gehrig's bladder's disease.
It'll come to me. She's
she,
got
said,
little
Val
pits, and then stuff gets in there.
Yeah, Val already said it.
Right, it's like
endometriosis.
Endometriosis.
No,
yes, it is.
That,
no, that's what I
that's
said.
That's not what she had.
Val drove me home. Peter said endometriosis.
Dr. Dirk.
Anyway,
let's have this whiskey real quick.
About
yeah, oh wait,
the second to
are we done talking
you,
about grandma?
Talking
oh no,
about grandma?
Yeah.
I talk. My grandma made me cry.
So my grandma.
Too.
Oh.
This is gonna be
do you want to go or
she
I'll finish
fat.
You then you tell about your gram
talk about a gram
so then my grandma you know she's like I'm not real big into talking on the phone you know and she's like after a few minutes I just get tired of it and I'm like what are we doing and I was like okay that's fine
well, I'll see ya
and she said I have this neighbor though who calls me and she'll just talk and talk and she doesn't even say anything and she's like and I always had to be the one to end the phone call so one day she called and they said you know what I'm just going to see how long she'll go. And she talked for 2 hours.
Your
Can
grand?
You believe it?
Oh, no,
this other
your
lady.
Friend.
Yeah, and she was blown away. My grandma could not believe that someone
That's
was on the
so
phone
awesome.
For 2 hours.
Well, after, did she say, for 2 hours?
For 2 hours.
I like it was just the end.
Yeah, I'm out of news clips now.
That's okay. I don't want to kill the joke. That's awesome that she let her talk. What did she just like set the phone down and start playing her computer
I don't
again?
Know what she was doing. I just was like, why would you
pinochle.
Do that to somebody? That's cruel. Yeah, my grandma plays
Not,
a lot of pinochle.
I don't think she plays a lot of mind games too with her neighbor.
I mean, we talked for probably 10 minutes and this is the longest we've talked on the phone that I can remember.
Once she said she doesn't really like the phone, weren't you immediately on the defensive though? Because you're like, well,
no.
She's obviously unhappy talking to me right now.
No, because you know what? I've called her a couple times and it was very quick.
Okay.
And then I was like, what the fuck? You know, I was like, is she mad? And I
right.
talked to my mom about it. And my mom said, no, she's just not. She really is not into the phone. Also, you know, she's got the emphysema. So she
right.
gets real out of breath.
Yeah, that would suck.
So talking too much is
it's a valuable commodity. She's got to have something to say.
It's a valuable commodity.
Valerie Rossable commodity.
Yeah, she has to pick her words. And so talking to her grandson about how are you is boring.
How's that job? What do you do,
yeah.
Peter? Work with fucking animals or something?
Kind of. Do you want to tell us about... Oh, wait. Let's
your
drink this
beautiful.
And then you can tell okay. us about when your grandma made you
this
cry.
Is,
this is Dead Guy.
Rogue.
Made in Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon.
A wonderful city.
Delight.
I liked it a lot.
City of Roses.
That's where I...
Let's all move there.
First
Stump
vacation
down.
With my wife. There's
to
a
Portland,
comic called
Oregon.
Stump 2. Greg Rucka.
He lives there.
I know. When he wrote a comic called Stump Down. The good news is I've actually had the Stranahan's, and I didn't like it. Mm. So I can tell you the fact that this is the best one
When'd
that
you
I
have
just
it?
Turned around. When I came over to Peter's a couple of pods
oh,
ago,
yeah.
not the drunken one,
I
had
like,
three
try
shots.
It. It's the best.
He was like, try this. This is the best. And I did the same, because I do with all of them. And then he tried to have me drink that stuff that he said is terrible.
Malort.
But he was like, this is awful. And then he poured me some.
I'd like for us to all try that.
I can't.
I would try it.
Okay.
I think... I think Breckenridge is the best, Ooh. Which is also a Colorado-based, obviously. Breckenridge.
Thanks for bringing some.
What's the call number?
I actually had some, but I walked over here.
98.1. Breckenridge.
What is Breckenridge?
WNBC.
89.7.
Breckenridge. 89.7.
Oh, KMPB. 88.7. Breckenridge.
Nice.
I think that's how it goes. Except I always laugh during Breckenridge, because it's hard for me to say. No, KMPB. That's what's hard for me to say. Anyway.
MPB? Because you want to say...
I think Breckenridge whiskey is better.
Just why? Remember Master Peanut Butter.
Why?
Yeah, why?
No, I can remember, like, KMPB.
No, I meant
but,
why
like,
is Breckenridge the best?
M and B.
I don't care why you can't remember.
Say together.
I don't give one shit.
We're falling apart.
Your castle door, she's been drawing this whole time and being distracted,
yeah.
but it's pretty.
I'll take a picture of
I'm
it.
I'm impressed with that one.
If you'll hand me that bottle.
I'll be happy to.
We're
it comes in a super
to
nice bottle.
Stranahan's.
It's
so
very classic
fancy.
Looking.
This is probably one of my favorites, although I've never had Breckenridge.
Breckenridge is really good. Super
it's
smooth.
Val's favorite.
Do you want to pour some of this for us, Val?
Yes, I do.
I'll read the story. This
Wait,
whiskey.
You should tell your story.
Glowed
you've
amber from the
toured
start.
Stranahan's.
I did take a tour there, which I highly recommend.
Skip the written shit and tell us about your story.
Boom.
Why don't you just quit being boss of the show?
Why didn't you tell your story about why your grandma made you cry?
Oh,
yeah.
She just made me cry. She was talking about how
she's gonna die.
She was
soon.
Basically talking about how she's old and
yeah.
how she kind of wants to die.
Jesus Christ.
And
did you cry on the phone?
Well, she
or
wasn't
after?
We were in person. We were she was sitting in her cabin. She was sitting in her recliner.
You seriously? I thought that's how your grandma said it. How drunk are you? You forget English.
I don't
You're
know.
Not Nicanor.
I don't know, man. Okay, listen. She calls it the catnapper.
That's
so,
the brand name.
That's adorable.
Because so
it like
she,
leans up to kick you out.
That's so cool.
She was in
My
a catnapper, and I was
Make
across on the sofa, and she just started talking very sort of vaguely about how people get old and sometimes they just want to die, but clearly she was like talking about herself without saying she was talking about herself. And then I started crying, but she's blind, so she couldn't see me crying because we weren't sitting next to each other. And then she just sort of kept talking and she's like, you know what I mean? And I was like, yeah, I know what you mean.
Wow.
But she just kept talking and then I was crying.
The last time I saw my grandma, she was in the home that she's been in for 3 years. And this was only like 2 weeks ago. And I was like, hey, how are you? And she's like, oh, I'm okay. And I was like, we were talking about ages. And I said, yeah, my 30s have been pretty good. And she's like, my 80s have been terrible. I've been here the whole time.
Wait,
and I'll probably
never
go home.
You're not in your 30s?
Oh, my 20s. I was like, I'm going to be in my 30s.
Alex,
this is my last.
Jumping ahead. He's like already...
He's ready to die too.
I was like, Grandma, like, I want to be dead.
Just like my grandma.
And she started crying.
You can't even see me crying.
And then my cat whisperer kicked me out.
Can't nap right.
And then I called Peter's grandma and she's like, I don't want to talk to you. Like,
we can't talk right now.
She hung up.
Yeah, we got some fucked up grandmas.
My grandma's very, very unhappy in this home that she's probably going to spend the rest of her life in.
That sucks.
That's yeah.
And
she just
grandma?
Spend time trying
83.
To escape. Probably
83. 83 or 84, and that she can't walk anymore because she didn't do enough physical exercise from 60s to 80s.
Ah.
And her faculties are there, and it's sad because she's almost better off when she's having an off day because she doesn't really know what's going on and she just sort of sits there happily.
Oh yeah.
When she's having a day where she's sort of
she knows
on,
where she is.
She knows
and
she's
like, ah, fuck.
Yeah. She's like, this is the rest of my life.
That's
she was
terrible.
Having kind of an on day. And, you know, sometimes when you talk to her and you're looking in her eyes and then she sort of nods and you don't know if she really knew what you were saying. And you're just like, this is fucking depressing.
I do that too. Like when I'm not paying attention to what somebody's saying, I just like nod.
Huh,
or,
yeah.
Or I just laugh at what they're saying.
Oh, I do that a lot.
It's been like 90 minutes. We know.
I do that
like
a lot.
That.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, no, it's sad. These grandmas.
Grandmas.
These grandmas.
My grandma's 91 and she still lives alone. It's amazing.
How the fuck? And she's blind?
And she's blind.
How does she do that?
I don't know. She's great.
Is this your dad's mom or your mom's mom?
My mom's mom.
Where, is your dad's mom still around?
No, she's dead.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh.
Did you guys have your Stranahans yet?
Oh, we have not.
I mean, I was busy listening to you guys talk about your...
We
grandma's.
Well,
real
you talked about your
serious
who are dead
because
or wish
Peter
they were dead.
Said we have to be serious today.
Yeah, this
oh,
was
yeah,
a pretty
that's
serious
true.
Show.
I did say that.
Everybody, we're going to cheers to our grandmas on this one. I don't drink.
To okay. Our grams.
But I'll actually clink it.
Are you going to have a little? This is the best
oh,
one.
You should try this.
I should
this,
have
Alec.
A little.
I are.
Just, or right. You could have a different
Alec
one.
Alec is
going to
try
have
the
dead
Stranahans. Guy. You should try the Stranahans.
No,
just
I've,
have a little.
That's Peter's favorite.
Do I need to pour it?
I think
because you poured me a pretty generous.
I've had this. I need. I'll pour it.
Alec will pour.
I really don't want to do this.
Jesus,
this is peer
the wheel.
Pressure. I'm Jesus. I'm fat Jesus. Okay, that's good.
That'll be good. So we'll toast to our grandmas, Marge, Esther,
and Sybil.
Sybil.
Uh-huh. Such old lady names.
Come here, beer, please.
Alex having a moment.
That doesn't taste to feel good to me.
It's just not his drink.
Bad. No.
Well, good effort. That was good.
It.
So you did some whiskeys.
Oh fuck.
What do you feel? How do you feel your life has changed?
It's coated
now?
On my tongue. It's like on my tongue uh-huh. toward the back and into the esophagus, and it's not the good burn that I like from my booze, from my real like shots. It's the bad, my mouth is watering.
Mm-hmm.
Even the beer didn't fucking wash the taste away. And this is supposed to be the good one. They all tasted like shit to me.
Do I have ginger ale?
Do you need a ginger ale?
Oh.
Something like
ginger ale's good.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm fine now. I'll be okay. I mean, but I really didn't like it.
Val, how did you feel about your whiskey experience?
It was pretty good.
What was your favorite of these?
Let's see.
You had the...
Stranahan's is really good.
Yeah. What did you think of the coffee blend?
Oh, I like that. I like that. I think that's really good. I think that would be really good in like an iced coffee summertime kind of thing.
All you do.
Because whiskey, I don't know. I like whiskey a lot, but sometimes I feel like this isn't a summer drink. I need something
I
a little
like
more refreshing.
A ginger whale.
It is.
That's
yeah,
how you got
that's
fucked
nice.
On the last podcast.
That's how I got real. That's
you,
how I drank almost all that Albertsons whiskey.
You poured all of the Albertsons whiskey into a tiny can of ginger ale and then just kept on drinking.
Kept on rolling.
I kept it rolling.
So do you feel like you're more into whiskey now?
I feel comfortable. I'm glad I did this because I feel comfortable and confident that I don't like whiskey.
Yeah.
I thought now you're maybe. Sure. Well,
so if we're like if in the club and I say.
Up Alec in the club? Why would we be in a club?
We're yeah,
in
keep the, going.
We're in the club.
You and I are in the club.
What is a club?
My wife is at home.
A dance club?
She rubbed yeah. my back that night.
Yeah, we're in the club.
Snucked out.
You don't want to have a whiskey.
Go shorty. It's your birthday.
And you're just like, what's up?
I don't think you need to have a whiskey in a club, though. I think in the club, that's where it's like, I will have Sprite and vodka.
Everybody does the, yeah, they're like, I'll have a Red Bull and vodka.
Yeah.
That'll be $12.
Whiskey I don't drink is like, you know, when you visit that. Doc Holliday's grave or something.
Yeah, one for him and one for you.
Yeah.
No, but I really do feel like now I just know that whiskey's not for me. Because I have found tequilas I like and can shoot. I've found vodkas that I can shoot. I wouldn't go so far as to say I like tequilas up there. I like shooting Jaeger. And I think whiskey's going to be in the same. So it's whiskey, bourbon, and what's the stuff you guys don't like?
Tequila?
No, you like tequila.
Rum?
Rum and gin. For me, it's going to have to be those four I just can't do.
Wait,
do
which four?
Do you guys
want
to try Malort?
Gin, whiskey, bourbon.
Valdez.
And?
Do you want to try Malort?
No.
Even
a,
like
a mini,
just like
I'm driving. You know what?
In the middle of your tongue.
You get so pushy when you're drunk.
Underneath your tongue. You... I'm not pushy.
Now drink it.
Take it back. Take it back right now.
Do you want? I'm gonna go get the Malort for you guys.
Okay, we'll wait here.
I wish you would also get us some other Mexican candy.
Mexican candy. Peter, do you have any Mexican candy?
I don't think so.
Do you have any candy?
I might in that little bowl. My candy bowl.
Get the bowl.
Get the bowl.
Get the candy bowl.
Get the candy bowl.
Alec. I'm just repeating everything.
Do you want to tell any quick embarrassing stories about him while he's gone?
Quietly. Let's see. We already talked about DUI.
We said the letters.
DUI.
Yeah. Oh, there's some big league chew.
Candy.
There's a pixie
you,
stick.
Have you had any of this, Malort? It looks pretty full, frankly.
It's gross, but yeah, I've had some.
Frankly.
I've shot a shot or two. Oh,
ew. Because you can't have these.
Why is the Roundup bubblegum
yeah,
box?
That's what I gave you.
It is the dum-dum you gave me.
Oh.
But I'm going to play the song
I
you gave me.
I was nervous you couldn't have it. Pat and Oswald has a new CD. He's on the World Cafe tonight, frankly.
Pat and Oswald?
He's a funny guy.
You meant Patterson Hood.
okay, guys.
Either the
home.
Short elven comedian or the
I was excited.
Rockabilly
was like,
guy.
Oh, he's
different things.
Okay.
Okay, we have to have Malort.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is what we finish with.
Yeah.
Malort.
Is that toilet?
Will
running?
You
Do
tell
you
us
that?
About Malort? It was before.
Yeah, Jepson's Malort.
The one that you
this is made in basically some old lady's apartment. It's the worst thing I've
Malort
ever tasted.
Is a great name for like old lady apartment.
It
how
sounds
much
like
do
something
you want?
On an old lady's foot.
It sounds like a funeral home.
I've got
Malort.
A Malort. Just like a half.
Say when.
Give me a half. No, say. Just give me a half.
Just say when.
Stop. Say when.
Stop.
Val.
I mostly poured that on the table.
I saw.
You need right, more, guys. Val.
Stumba?
No.
Come on, man.
No.
Do you want to
smell
it?
Smell it?
You should smell it.
I think I smelled it
smell
last.
It first.
In fact,
smell
you
it.
Poured
before
me.
You say no.
Also, put this cap back on after you smell it.
It smells like a fingernail polish remover.
How about I'll challenge myself to pour you one small enough that you'll taste it?
I have gum in my mouth.
It'll be like...
That is a great challenge.
Yeah. Why?
Do you accept?
No, I can't.
Do
I'll
you
pour
accept
it.
The
I'll
challenge?
I'll pour it, and then you can say that is small enough that I'll taste it.
Sure.
Okay.
This is
but don't just say no automatically.
Oh, that wasn't the plan. Don't worry.
It was. I can tell. But watch. It's going to be so tiny.
Oh, shit.
Look at that.
But I put gum in my mouth.
That's like not even a thimble.
All right, fine.
That's one third of
fine,
a thimble.
Fine.
There's
this
a whole pack
like
of gum.
If you were Thumbelina and we wanted to pour you a drink.
Stick that under the table.
No, I'll keep it. That's gross. I'll put it back in. I just started chewing it.
You stick that under the fucking table.
Do you, have,
you get as mushy
you,
as Mal when you're drunk.
Are you having big league chew?
No, actually, I took a piece of Orbitz.
Oh,
it's sugar-free gum.
Why not big league?
It's pretty good. It goes fast.
Yeah.
It's the kind of gum that tastes delicious for 2 minutes, and then like 3 minutes in, you're like, what the fuck am I chewing?
I think
for?
That's good, though. You know why? You don't need a gum for 40
I
minutes.
I agree.
You need it for three.
I got a friend who
I don't like
Hero
gum. I have TMJ.
What? Oh, too much vagina?
Temporomandibular
yes,
jaw
too much
syndrome.
Vagina.
too much vagina?
I just said that to you, MJ. It's a joke.
That was a joke?
Val can't breathe.
Jagina?
I can breathe just fine.
Okay.
I think you meant vagina.
Is that butt vagina?
No, that's vagina.
Can we drink this?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
This is Malort.
How long is this show?
We're done.
4 fucking hours. Man.
Right. Malort.
Malort.
Cheers.
Cheers.
And grandma's.
To grandpa's.
And grandma's. Yes, Esther.
Oh. Wow.
Malort tastes a lot like dying, I guess.
Dying.
I got good news.
Yeah.
Whiskey's not nearly that bad.
Isn't that horrible?
A sick taste going down. That's like death.
That's the worst thing.
What does
Malort translate to?
And what is in it?
I don't think it's a foreign word. I mean, they don't put it's 35%. It's 70 proof.
You're so fucking racist.
Mm-hmm. It has the aroma and full-bodied flavor of an unusual botanical. Its bitter taste is savored
by
two-fisted drinkers.
By who?
By alcoholics.
Two-fisted
bums.
Drinkers
bums.
Like me.
Peter.
So only two-fisted drinkers like Malort?
Yeah. It's got a
this
sour,
made in Chicago.
Full-bodied sake flavor.
Here's what I like about this, okay? Mm-hmm.
It's hilariously bad?
Yes. The thing is, like, you go out and someone's like, let's do shots.
Shot.
But if
shot,
someone says,
shot,
let's
shot,
do
shot,
shots,
shot.
What's a challenge for you? Is there anything that's a challenge for you to put down?
Yeah,
I don't,
whiskey.
You know what? I don't like all those, like, really gross, like, 7 different ingredients in one shot.
Right, like a chocolate
boiler maker.
Yeah.
Or a
no,
three
boiler
wise
maker
men.
Is a whiskey and a beer.
Oh, yeah. Then a three wise men or a
no.
That's
prairie
fine.
Fire.
That's
Jesus
like a
Christ.
Thing.
Okay.
I just don't like the thing that's
Girl
like
Scout cookie.
7 million
those
things.
Those are good.
Sex on the Shore.
Those are good.
Blowjob.
Those
blow
are good.
Job. They're not good.
They're gross.
They make those.
They don't
make
even
my
taste like booze.
Really?
They just are.
Yeah, they're like
sugar,
a cream
sugar, sugar.
Shot.
Mm.
Shot of cream and sugar.
I had one of those.
So the beauty of Malort is that you're like
except
it's
before
hard.
After you fought with
it's
your
hard
sister.
To do.
It is. Well, that so you really are a masochist. You're a booze masochist.
I just think it's fun to challenge yourself.
I like that.
I like to challenge myself.
What's too far for you?
Okay.
Mine is when I have to call Val and apologize for possibly doing something inappropriate.
The last show when I told the same story twice and didn't remember, and then, let's see, I walked you home?
You walked me home.
And then I ran halfway, ate a sandwich.
Were you wearing appropriate shoes?
But you got...
Wait, no.
You had a sandwich.
Boots.
You
we
had
talked.
A sandwich and you walked all the way there.
No, no. I walked him home.
You regaled me with a story that we were standing out there for like an hour.
I know.
And you still weren't sober?
That I remember.
Okay.
You not 100%.
Wow. Shitty.
Then I walked and ate a sandwich. Then I ran home.
Did you vomit after that?
No.
Where did you get a sandwich?
How did you get
Silver
a sandwich?
Silvermine Subs.
Oh, that's smart.
Was Brian there?
He wasn't.
Oh.
Our weirdo from the gym.
Shorts.
Guys, I feel like this show is over.
Yeah.
You feel like this is over?
We
it was
gotta
over
go.
A while ago. We
everyone
gotta go. My poor wife.
Listening.
Alec
sorry.
Has a wife.
She rubs right. My back when I puke in our...
This is Patton Oswalt's new album. As Val
Patterson said. Hood,
Patterson
folks.
Patterson Hood from
Drive-By
Truckers.
Folks, it's actually Patterson Hood. It's a new album. It's out today, September 11th.
Everybody.
Yesterday.
September 11th, yeah.
Jesus.
You.
Val?
Yesterday, September 11th.
Came out on 9/11. Heat Lightning Rumbles in the Distance.
That's not a very funny name for
support
a comedian.
Support y'all.
It's, yeah.
Patterson
Patton.
Hood.
Walsbald.
I like this album.
It's very nice.
I love
he was on World Cafe today.
I like it.
He was on the World Cafe.
We need to end this. Val, any last things you want to say?
Thanks, y'all.
Can someone follow you on Twitter?
Can someone follow me home?
I'll drive you home.
Alec
will drive me home.
I will.
But Alec? Tomorrow I will be texting Nicanor and saying,
you're not that drunk.
Thank you for driving me home.
I don't think I've ever seen you that drunk that you
Nika,
blacked out.
Thank you.
Nika.
Thank you in advance.
Hola,
for driving
estás?
Me home.
Sí.
Nika, igualmente.
Hermano.
Okay. Thanks everybody for listening. Follow Helpful Snowman.
Brother in Spanish.
HelpfulSnowman.com.
El Guapo.
Turn everyone's mics off. HelpfulSnowman.com. Visit us there. Facebook.com. Trying to say she's on Twitter, but she's not. She's going to start crying.
or fuck yeah, helpfulsnowman.tumblr.com. You can post stuff on there. So if you want to do that, email me. See you guys later. Fly away in June. Simply disappear, vanish into thin air. Sometimes it's much better to just not be there. And sometimes I hear words spoken underneath the song, and I associate so freely. Associate.